And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
When you wake up in the morning and get ready for your day, sometimes you get so busy you miss that special time to pray. Let God know you want His help to face the world outside your door. Don't start the day until you pray before your feet touch the floor. Before your feet touch the floor, turn your whole day over to the Lord. He loves it when you talk to Him as your 9-to-5's about to start. So have a little talk with Jesus, then share what's in your heart. Your hours will slip by in sweet accord when you pray before your feet touch the floor. If the night comes you are wondering why those problems came your way, you may recall you did not stop to bow your heart and pray. Oh, Daniel prayed 3 times a day, should we not do even more? It's a privilege to talk to God before your feet touch the floor. Before your feet touch the floor, turn your whole day over to the Lord. He loves it when you talk to Him as your 9-to-5's about to start. So have a little talk with Jesus and share what's in your heart. Your hours will slip by in sweet accord when you pray before your feet touch the floor. Before your feet touch the floor.
That's a brand new song off a brand new CD by Miss Laura Lewis out of Nashville, Tennessee. It's called Before Your Feet Touch the Floor. Hey, I like that one. Hope you enjoyed it right here on It's Gospel Time. Hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be around here with you for a little while, and I sure hope that each and every song we play touches your heart and blesses you, and hope you'll tell a friend, tell a neighbor, and ask them to tune in to It's Gospel Time each week. And I would ask you to please keep us always in your prayers. We always need your prayers. And greatly, greatly appreciate it. Well, love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.itsgospeltime.com. You can send us an email at simplyitsgospeltime@yahoo.com. You have to put in all 3 words, ITSGOSPEL. TIME, it's gospeltime@yahoo.com. If you'd like to give me a call, well, you can do that, 828-778-3350, 828-778-3350. Several of you have ordered the book, A Mama's Dream. It's a true story written by my wife, Diane. It's touching hearts across the country, and some folk have then turned around and ordered more books. Very heart-touching book. Cost $10, over $3 of that is to mail it out to you. And we'd be happy to mail it. Send us $10 and make sure we can read the address where you want it mailed to. And we'll be happy to mail it out. We'll package it and mail it, take it to the post office and mail it out. And you'll get your book as soon as we can get it to you. We'd be happy to do that. And we'd be happy if you'd have one. And it's a true story written by my wife, Diane. It's called A Mama's Dream. And that deals with the years we were childless, 22, matter of fact, after we were married. And then our daughter will be 22 years old on November the 18th. And that's always a special day for us. And then we have a grandson now. His name's Landon, and he's got us spoiled rotten. Absolutely. He thinks my wife, Diane, is the finest thing in the world. He said the other day, he said, Nana, you're my best friend. And she ate that up. Well, folk, I would encourage you to be found faithful to good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible practicing church. And mentioning the Bible, let's go ahead and look into the Word of God in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We'll pick up reading verse number 12. And by the way, we'll be reading from the inspired, infallible, inerrant, preserved Word of God. Yeah, I'm talking about the old authorized King James Version of the Bible. Alexander Scorby is doing the reading. Ask you to follow along with us.
All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord, and will also raise up us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Others say a prayer call, that's all that you need. You can have all that, I'll just take Jesus, he's sufficient for me. I'll stick with the old stuff, it works every time. From Genesis to Revelation, it's glory divine. I was filled with his spirit when he saved my soul. I'll stick with the old stuff all the way till I get home. Mine was Holy Ghost conceived. Brother, let me tell you what settles it all. When you go to the grave, there old Buddha still lays. Christ lives forevermore. I'll stick with the old stuff. It works every time.
journey home with a great song. I'll stick with the old stuff. And they're going to be singing at our church in Asheville, North Carolina on November the 18th. And if you're ever in the Asheville, North Carolina area or going to be traveling through, or maybe you live there, give me a call. We'd sure love to have you come and be with us. And the phone number is 828-778-3350. 828-778-3350. Moving along, another great song. Listen to the message in this one. It always touches my heart. It's called Tougher Than the Nails.
Up the crowded hillside of Calvary he trod, beaten and rejected, footsteps wet with blood. We hammered hard and slammed that splintered cross into its bed. Father, please forgive them, is what the convict said. They said he was a healer who claimed to be a king. They said he'd healed a blind man, made a leper clean. He spoke a word of comfort as a thief looked in his eyes. He said, "I tell you the truth, today you'll be in paradise." The dirt, the rust, the wood, the blood, and the love that never fails. I've never seen a man that was tougher than the nail. Sundown and carried him away, wrapped him up with linen in a rich man's grave. He came alive again, they say, his words ring in my head. Father, please forgive them, is what the convict said. The dirt, the rust, the wood, the blood, and a love that never fails. I've never seen a man that was tougher than the nail. The dirt, the rust, the wood, the blood, and a love that never fails. I've never seen a man that was tougher than the nail.
That's a good song, written by Rod Block, I believe, Ron Block, and that's sung for you by Clay Hess Band. Don't know exactly where they're from, but I tell you, that's a good song, and written from the perspective of the soldier. It's called Tougher Than the Nails. It never run anybody like the Lord Jesus Christ, and I never have either. One that's willing to forgive me of my sins, not only willing, but able, and give me a home in heaven. Friend, I hope you know him as your personal Savior. I'm going to take a little short break, and then following the break, be right back in with you. Some more great gospel music. Stay around. We'll be back right after this.